Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him hunt, the wild fowl guy. They call him Rodis. Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host Rodis. Today I want to talk about a staple in Chicago, and that is Home of the Hoagie. It's summertime. It's hotter than a hostage. You don't want to cook. You want to have cold cuts, whether it's turkey, whether it's assorted meat. And if you do want to have something hot, you want it to be a hot steak or a hot sweet from Home of the Hoagie. Home of the Hoagie has two locations, y'all. Right across the street from O Block. I wouldn't advise you going there unless you are a Chicago native and you know how to navigate the city, terrain, and or area. But nevertheless, if you do manage to go to the Home of the Hoagie location across the street from O Block or get it on Uber Eats if it's available, it'll be worth your money and it'll be worth the trip. Especially if you get there safe and leave there untouched. Now, if you are a fan of The Cosby Show, Bill Cosby used to always have those Philly cheesesteaks and or a hoagie. This is a hoagie. No mayonnaise, y'all. No mayonnaise on that thing. Just oil and oregano and whatever meat you decide, cheese you decide. Yeah. So, this staple is good for lunch, dinner. It's always a line. Wrapped around a corner or packed in there, and it's a long way. If you want to get something cool and quick, going to get you a Chicago staple, y'all. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Friday night, that's what's poppin'. Affordability, that's what's poppin'. A la carte, that's what's poppin'. Cold cuts, that's what's poppin'. Turkey, that's what's poppin'. Chips, that's what's poppin'. Great pop, that's what's poppin'. A dope line, that's what's poppin'. Bon appetit, that's what's poppin'. Steak hot, that's what's poppin'. Steak sweet, that's what's poppin'. Let's get into the meat of this episode, which is Home of the Hoagie. But first, let's have a moment of silence for Malcolm Jamal Warner. Okay. So, the reason why I'm doing this episode is because when I was a shorty, every Thursday night, I was posted in front of the TV at 7 p.m., NBC, Channel 5, to watch The Cosby Show. On some episodes, you know, Bill Cosby thing was having a hoagie. Even though Philadelphia is known for having their cheesesteaks and everything like that, Bill Cosby let it be known that he was having a hoagie. He had a hoagie, some chips, and a pop, preferably root beer. This is what Dr. Huxtable had. But as a shorty, I was like, man, why we don't have the hoagies? Why we haven't went there? Why haven't I never had one? Now, granted, I had a sub sandwich. Subway went out, but like homemade subs, yes, with the French bread and the oil, yes. But never the type of hoagie or sub sandwich like Bill Cosby had. So as I got older, like my freshman year of high school, sometimes I'll walk halfway home from my school or I'll go with friends. Shout out to all of the homies that went to Mount Vernon and Marcus Garvey that put me up on Home of the Hoagie. We'd go to Home of the Hoagie and they had good sandwiches. So sometimes I'd go there after school to get a sandwich. And that's how I found out about Home of the Hoagie during my freshman year of high school. And like, you know, I asked my dad, you know, to get Home of the Hoagie, or I asked my dad to give me money to get, so I could get me, you know, my own Home of the Hoagie, which consists of an assorted sandwich, chips, and a pop. That's what I used to get. But as a shorty, there was no access to this phenomenal sandwich that Bill Cosby was appearing to eat. It was almost intriguing to me. And I noticed that Claire never had one. The kids never had one. But they always wanted a hoagie. So let's fast forward to Chicago, Home of the Hoagie, Chicago staple. Like I mentioned earlier, on the spit, which is the intro of this episode, if y'all listening. I hope I ain't sound gross, but it's two locations for Home of the Hoagie, and they real affordable and they make everything a la carte. You know, the menu consists of hot dogs, hamburger, turkey sub, assorted sub, steak hot, and steak sweet. Now, a turkey sub is turkey with cheese and tomato, banana peppers, oregano, and oil. That's it. You can ask for mayonnaise by request, but they usually don't do mayonnaise on the sandwiches, y'all. Next, the assorted sub. You got the turkey meat, whether it look like some kind of turkey ham and turkey bologna. And it's all fresh. You could get cheese if you want to, with the oil, with the oregano, served fresh. You know, they have chips available that you could get as well. Barbecue, cheese, sourdough, and plain. And whatever pops they have available, but I usually like to have my hoagie with a mystic. But the best sandwich they have is the steak sweet, the steak hot, or the steak mix, which consists of a steak hot and a steak sweet. You know, everybody know the menu. The food is good. It's well worth the wait, and you will be waiting. You could call in, but if you're not there, They not gonna make the sandwich until you die because they have a long line. But the line is contained to the inside of the establishment. That's what's different about Home of the Hoagie, y'all. It's good and it's understood that you will be waiting. It's just like going to see your barber. If you got a good barber like me, you know you gotta wait because everybody getting that preferential treatment. But here at Home of the Hoagie, ain't gonna make your food right. It's gonna be tight, it's gonna be good, but you gonna wait. In the hot summertime, summer months, it's like a sauna up in that boy, it's so hot, but it's well worth the wait. Like if you accidentally bump into somebody or anything like that, you know, any type of ill will or bad feelings are automatically gone because it's one of those things, you know, it's understood, period. It's understood that you're going to be waiting. It's understood that you might get bumped. And it's also understood that it's not done on purpose. Shout out to Black people being able to, you know, unite, get a good sandwich without any problems. Now, outside of Home of the Hoagie, and I hope I ain't dry snitching, but they got a lot of boosters. They got Gucci. They got Louis. They got Coach. They got Knockoff. They got everything outside of that boy. If you're a hustler, you could post up in front of that and sell your merchandise, whether it's a bag, whether it's a wallet, whether it's a belt. Nothing illegal, y'all. Nothing illegal. So the best part about the experience of going to this great stable, which is Home of the Hoagie, and the Wild Hunters location right off of Racine, you're going to get a good sandwich. So recently, me and my wife, Shane, shout out to Shane, we went to Home of the Hoagie maybe 2 Saturdays ago. I had a taste for a steak sweet. I did. Now, mind you, my wife is from a different side of town, and she's not too familiar with, you know, the Wild Hunters etiquette, the Home of the Hoagie etiquette, but she's slowly getting broken to what it's like, how the people are and everything. And, you know, usually at these staples, we can all get along, especially for a good sandwich. So if you ever in Chicago, make sure you go get you some Home of the Hoagie across the street from Old Block, which is on 64th and King Drive in a mini plaza. It's not advised unless you're in a car and you're going to go quick, get in and get out. But went home in a Home of the Hoagie. Quick ain't in it. Quick ain't even in the vocabulary of Home of the Hoagie because they take their time to make your stuff right, y'all. You won't be disappointed by the sandwich. I'm telling you, it's well worth it. If you go to the 100th location, it's more safe. It's a little bit of ratchetness from the staff, but 9 times out of 10, you know, they just gonna tone you out. They ask you for your order. They take your money. They don't even start preparing your order until they get your money. And then they control that thing. They facilitate everything, the making of the sandwiches, the waiting, the direction of the line. You know, they usually call the customers in batches to get their food, and it's well worth it. So you ever in Chicago, y'all, go on and visit Home of the Hoagie, 64th and King Drive, or the 115th, right off of Racine across the street from Mount Calvary Church, y'all. They not sponsoring this episode, but the food is so good. And, you know, with the passing of Malcolm Jamal Warner, it made me think about Bill Cosby and me watching The Cosby Show as a shorty and watching him eat his hoagie in peace. And, you know, for those who haven't had a hoagie, that's how you eat a hoagie, y'all. You take your time. So this has been another episode of Riders Live, y'all. Peace. You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store, and you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. I'm dropping the mic on Riders Live today. What you can expect for the month of August. I got 3 artist interviews, great MCs, dope MCs, and elite lyricists. Also, I got a content creator coming through, not in a traditional sense. His style is unorthodox and unique, but he delivers on all streaming platforms with his content. Y'all be on the lookout for that. And I got a new podcaster. She bringing her show to Riders Live. The name of the show is What's Poppin'. I'm going to be the wingman of that podcast. Strictly the wingman of that podcast. With a little direction. She going to come in on here and talk about the podcast. The host of that show is Shane. And, you know, I wanted to let y'all know that. Make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure y'all go ahead and get y'all some podcast merchandise from RidersLivePodcastStore.com. And this has been another episode of Riders Live. Like, share, and subscribe. Peace.